Milwaukee public school test results tell the story. It's a district with a preponderance of economically disadvantaged students. In one clear example of how Milwaukee 10th graders stack up on the Wisconsin Knowledge and Concepts Examination, 56% scored in the very limited or some knowledge category in science. That compares to the statewide results where 69% scored in the proficient or advanced category. Similar results are reported in math, social studies, and language arts. Still, Deputy Superintendent of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, Tony Evers, says Milwaukee is slowly gaining ground.
There's always that gap there. It is directly related to the economic circumstances a lot of the kids, but we know Milwaukee is working very hard to close that gap, and we've actually seen gap closings over the last few years.
Evers says low-income students often come to school at a severe disadvantage culturally and academically.
That's why it's important that we continue to focus on early learning, four-year-old kindergarten, small class sizes, focus on reading. We believe that by focusing on that, in the not-too-distant future, we'll be able to see that gap narrowing.
District officials say the K-8 gap is narrowing in Milwaukee because of those programs, programs whose funding is now at issue in the current state budget. The same cannot be said for the achievement gap in Milwaukee high schools. But is it too late for those students? Not according to the Milwaukee Superintendent of Schools, Bill Andrikopoulos. He's working on a plan for what he calls smaller communities of learning, dividing big city high schools of 2,000 students or more into smaller ones of 300 or so students.
We would take some of our large high school buildings and break them up so that there were a number of small schools operating independently, working within those schools. It creates a kind of a sense of community where everyone in the school knows each other. The attendance improves. If we create more of a learning system where the kids' needs are more responsibly met, and in places that have done this in the United States, they've really made a difference with kids.
By the end of July, Andrikopoulos says Milwaukee will know whether Bill Gates will give the district a $17 million grant to implement its new high school model. By the middle of next week, the latest test scores will be used under the Federal Education Act to determine which schools are, quote, identified for improvement. Schools so identified have to provide tutoring and allow parents to send their children to a different school. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.